1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hey, good evening, everybody. From the Rural Activity Center on the campus of Fall City Sacred Heart, it's time for sub-district basketball action tonight. It's the finals in Class D2, sub-district 1 tonight. The winner moves on to the district final sometime, either Saturday, Monday, or Tuesday. That's all to be determined later tonight and tomorrow. Here tonight, top seed, Fall City Sacred Heart, the number 7 ranked team in Class D2, hosting the Odell Griffins. The Griffins come into the ball game tonight with a record of 11 wins and losses on the season. Teams are doing the pregame warm-ups. It looks like the Irish are at full strength tonight health-wise. And the Griffins, they are ready to roll after a victory here on Tuesday night as well. We'll come back. We'll talk about the starting lineups and some other information for you. Coming up after this two-minute break on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them. We win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Cable Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Join us for the 4th annual Sebetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sebetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sebetha.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to the Rural Activity Center. Let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight for this ballgame. For the visitors from Dylan O'Dell and Coach Dylan Hendricks tonight, they are 11-11 on the year. They will go with 6'1 sophomore Jake Behringer, averages 4.8 points and 5 rebounds a game. Peyton Humphrey is a 6'2 junior. He averages 7.3 points and 7.2 rebounds per contest. Xavier Zabatruski is a 5'10 junior, averaging 7.7 points per game. Also in the starting lineup, Jack Phillips, a 6'2 senior. He averages 10.3 points per game on the season. And we have Jacob Novotny in the starting lineup tonight as well. Novotny is 6'4 senior. He is averaging 3.8 points and 5.2 rebounds per game on the season for the Johnson Brock. That's the other game tonight for the Dodo Griffins. Speaking of Johnson Brock, they are playing on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Tonight up at U10, the number one team in the state, or number two team, I forget which it is, one and two. One or two, U10 and Johnson Brock, Dylan Hendricks up there, our Dylan Hendricks, calling that game for tonight over on Sunny 101.3. For the Irish tonight, Coach Doug Golds, his team comes in here 15-8, winners of 10 of their last 11 games. Cole Tabbs is a 5'11 senior, averaging 14.3 points per contest to go along with four rebounds per game. Bo Fletcher, a 6-foot junior, averages 13.8 points per game. He scored 36 here on Tuesday night, making 9 three-pointers in the game. Brendan Lemeron at the point is a 6-foot senior, averaging 13.9 points, 3.5 rebounds a game for the Irish. Also in the starting lineup tonight, Hayden Plow, averaging 3.9 points per game. And back in the lineup tonight after missing Tuesday with an illness, 6'3" senior Cooper Kanabe, averaging 2.8 points and 3 rebounds per game on the season for Fall City Sacred Heart. The teams have met twice already this year, with Sacred Heart holding a pair of victories over Del Odell. Back on January 9th, the Irish beat the Griffins 73-64. And then just a few days later, on January 13th, 4 days later, in fact, at the Medeckis tournament, the Irish picked up another victory over Del Odell. This one not quite as close, 68-47 in that contest. So that's a rundown of what we got for the pregame here for this game tonight. Sacred Heart is averaging 59 points a game on the season. Del Odell just over 48 per game. The Irish give up 49.6 points per game. Sacred Heart's got some impressive numbers. They lead their opponents with 153 more steals on the year than their opponents. They have 183 less turnovers than their opponents and 74 more assists than their opponents on the season. Minute timeout. We'll be back with the tip off coming up here in D2 Sub-District Action on CBSC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running, from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And the rocket's red, red, red.
on tonight. Give you some updates here from around the area. Auburn leading Lincoln Lutheran in C1, sub-district action final, 46-37. With about 4 minutes left in that game, it's a 9-point Auburn lead. Also tonight, Freeman Falcons in C2 leading North Bend. Two ranked teams going at it there, 24-18. They're still in the first half. UTAN leading Johnson Brock, 4 minutes left in the first half, 19-13. And Nebraska Lutheran leading Sterling tonight in action, 31-20. That's all boys sub-district final action going on tonight around the neighborhood. We'll have basketball tomorrow night here on KPNC and the MSC Sports Radio app. State our girls in the district final, one game away from the state tournament. They will be hosting the St. Mary's Cardinals tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock. Cody Shawal will be here to bring you all the action on KPNC tomorrow afternoon while I head up to Pender to bring you Johnson County Central Girls against the Pender Pendragon in that Class C2 district final tomorrow night. Again, the winners all advance to the state in the girls' action that we played on Friday. We're introducing all of the non-starters as well as the starters before the game here. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's basketball action is F&M Bank in Fall City. It's local decisions, it's local solutions, and local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City, our presenting sponsor for high school basketball on KTNC. All right, we've got all of the non-starters ready to roll here. And look at the wild card, Saving Heart City number 8 going into tonight's action at 44.0435. They can move down with a loss, obviously, to Delaware tonight. Would be still a possible position for a wild card into the district, but that would likely put them on the road if there's no upsets above them tonight. But a win, we'll see where they fit in here. That'll all be decided after tonight's action is over all around the state of Nebraska. Dillardell Griffins, the orange and the black, dressed in their black road uniforms. The Irish at home here, dressed in the white. Possibly the final home game for seniors, Cole Tapp and Limeron here tonight. And Cooper Canale, also a senior, They would love to get one more district final here next week, or maybe Saturday or Monday or Tuesday. As if they can get a win here tonight, better chance of getting that home game in the district final. So, if you're an Irish fan, cross your fingers, and we will see what happens. Everybody's introduced. The handshake at midcourt is underway. The officials are ready. And let's play some basketball here at the Rowe Activity Center tonight. Step into the center circle for the Irish will be Cooper Canavi, a 6'3" senior. Jumping it up for the Griffins. Stepping in there is going to be Jacob Novotny, a 6'4" senior. And we're set to go. The Irish go right to left towards the west bucket in the first half. The ball tipped and out of bounds off of the Irish in the backcourt. Ball got tipped around two or three times. Nobody could catch up with it and went off the Irish as they bent over to try to catch it, and it'll be Dunnell basketball to start the ball game. They'll bring it in front court to Phillips. He'll take it to the back. Now Zabatriski. He'll give it away for Phillips. Phillips on the left side of the wing. Back to Xavier Zabatriski. He'll move the ball cross court, right side to Ferens, and now off to the wing for three. It's up. It's off the mark. No good by Jack Phillips. He's sitting. Saved it in, but it went right to the Irish, to Brendan Lemeron. He hurries up the floor, firing a three-pointer up, in and out, around the rim. No good down there for Cole Tapp, and the rebound comes off to the Griffins. Up the floor comes Del Odell, and we've got our first foul game. Cole Tapp trying to impede the movement of the Griffin with the ball. We'll pick up the first foul of the ball game. Here's a pass into the far right, make it left side of the court from the right side. with it now is Humphreys. Worked the ball around to the right side. Now down on the baseline with it is Behrens. Shaking heart. Defensively in his zone, it looks like right at the moment. Now take it out to the top again to Humphreys. He'll come right side. Another three ball on the way up. In, out, pinballs out of there. No good that time by Zebatrisky. Rebound brought down by Kanabe for the Irish. Quickly their way to Kanabe inside the three-point line. Down in the corner to Clow for three. It's on the money from the left baseline. Clow puts the Irish up 3-0 here early on in this contest. A little pressure by the Irish and a steal stolen by Lemeron. Lemeron up the floor. Fletcher thought about it, didn't. Lemeron will from the right side of the circle. Off the front edge, no. Rebound to the Griffins, bringing it down out of there. Xavier Zebatrisky. And he'll work the ball up the floor at the point now for Dylan O'Dell. He'll give the ball on the right side into the hands now of Behrens. He'll lob it, and it went right to the Irish cheerleaders out of bounds. Little too much momentum on that one. One of those shooters could have caught that and shot it, but they didn't. 3-0 the Irish lead, 6-10 to play first quarter. And up the floor with it comes senior Brendan Lemeron. Lemeron bothered out front there defensively. Humphreys on him, and now here's a three ball by Fletcher. It's up, it's down. So Fletcher picking up where he left off Tuesday night with a three ball. He made 9 of them on Tuesday. Here's the full court pressure by the Irish. And a throw underneath the bucket, a catch made. The Irish stand tall, and the bucket will not go under there for Novotny. Rebound is out of bounds, and it'll go the Irish way. Sagan Hart with the basketball there. The ball got bounced around. And here he comes into Lemeron. He'll bring it to the front court. The Irish stands are full on the other side. They're spilling over to this side here tonight for the sub-district final. Might be the final home game of the year. Coming around is Clow. He'll give the ball off to Fletcher. Thinking about it from the top. The defense comes out on him. He'll drive to the hole. Left hand short off the rim. And coming down. Oh, tough break there. Jacob Novotny had the rebound, and he was behind the bucket. And when he came down with it, his foot was out of bounds. That's unfortunate for the Griffins. Now Lemeron will trigger from the baseline for the Irish here. He looks. He brings in the middle, a catch, and a shot by Fletcher won't go. And the rebound comes down to Dillard O'Dell. Griffin is looking for their first points of the ball game. Throw it over to the left side. Driving into the paint. Up short, no good by Behrens. We've got a ball. Get a foul. What do we got? Ball bounced around and went out of bounds down there on the far end. Okay. No foul. They blew the whistle and pointed the Irish way, so it's just out of bounds. And here comes Sagan Hart with the basketball back up the floor. Lemeron to the top on the right side. Now gives it off to the top. And it's tapped for three. Front end, no good. Rebound is, oh, nice save by the, oh, no. Really? Fletcher must have had his toe on the line down there in front of the Dillard O'Dell bench because he saved it in. But his foot must have been out of bounds because he threw it off of a Griffin player. The Griffins bring in Creighton Heideman. He's a 6'2" freshman. He checks in there for Novotny. Bring it in the backcourt. Behrens with it. Guarded. Oh, and a foul. Reach in on Fletcher. Yep, he got him. His first team foul, number 2, here on Sacred Heart in this first period. All right, from the baseline in the backcourt, the Griffins will inbound the basketball. Coming up the floor now against the pressure. Get the ball away to Phillips. Working the left side into the paint. Floats it up. Too strong. Rebound brought down by the Griffin. The shot put back. No good by Phillips. And another follow shot is up and good. And we get a foul as well. Where's my official? There he is. Sacred Heart foul is called on Cooper Kanabe, his first team foul, number 3. The bucket is good for the Griffins. Free throw is up. The free throw is good as well. And Peyton Humphreys with a three-point play the old-fashioned way there. And it's now 6-3. So 6-0. The Irish have the lead. Now they are plus 3. The other way we go. Coming up the floor, it's going to be handed off, and Lemeron will drive the lane from the left side wing, and he'll go all the way to the hole and put it up and in off the glass. Brendan Lemeron puts the Irish back up by 5. And in the backcourt, nearly thrown out of bounds on the far side, but saved by the Griffins by Jake Behrens. Behrens with a bounce pass, knocked loose by Fletcher. Then it goes backcourt, picked up by the Griffins. Now they'll take it out to the far left side. Three ball, up and down. Three-pointer good by Creighton Heideman. He gets the three-pointer, and we get a two-point ball game. The other way through traffic. Pat split defenders and puts it up and in with the layup in the paint. The Irish are up by four now. The other end, two-on-two break is up. He's down and a foul. Again, Peyton Humphries with the bucket has five and a chance at his second three-point play of this first quarter. Foul again on Cooper Canavi, his second. 14 fouls now on the Irish here in this first quarter. Well, the Irish will make a change here. Into the game comes Cody Baxter, a 5'11 junior for Canavi. Three-point conversion, good. It's 10-8. 10-9, excuse me. The Irish up by one. So Baxter is in the game for the Irish. Also, J.J. Lancaster checks in for Sacred Heart. Out top, Fletcher working free throw line. Jumper short, no good. Rebound to Baxter, but a whistle and a foul underneath. That's going to be on Creighton Heideman. Freshman picks up his first foul of the game against Dell. At the free throw line will be Bo Fletcher. 3 points nearly going here. Free throw is up. It's short, no good. He'll get another one here. Fletcher ready. Eyes the bucket. It's on the way up and good. And the lead is two again for Sacred Heart. Full court pressure by the Irish. Bring the ball in. Clay Clifford in, a 6'2 junior. Ball pass. Baxter with the steal. Ball down. Gets it away to Lemeron. Up the floor now comes Tapp. Three-pointer for the lefty on the rim. Won't go. Lancaster got the rebound underneath. Stepped through two defenders and lost the handle on the ball. Here comes the Dunnardale Griffins. Ball knocked away from behind by the Irish. All right, Dunnardale ball triggering in from the baseline. Jack Phillips brings it in out top. Take it to the left side now in the hand of Humphries. Cross court knocked away by Fletcher. Good anticipation. He grabs it on the wing on the far side, hands to Lemeron, back to Fletcher for three from the right side. Too strong with a rebound off of Baxter, out of bounds. Griffin ball. Baxter and Humphries chit-chatting on the way up the floor. Here comes the pressure. Comes into the corner. That's a bad place for Zebatrisky with the catch. Now splits three defenders. Right side layup for the Griffin. It's 2 points for Heineman. Excuse me. He's got five, and we're tied up at 11 apiece. Underneath Baxter. The assist to Cole Tapp, and Baxter gets the layup on the right side of the hoop. 13-11, Sacred Heart. To the front, a foul on the shot put up by Jack Phillips, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Sacred Heart foul will be on Toby Baxter, his first. 15 fouls now on the Irish in this first quarter. At the line, Phillips ready to shoot. He does. It's on the way up and good. He'll have another one. Phillips on the year at the free throw line, a 62% free thrower. Sacred Heart will bring Bo Fletcher out of the game. In comes Noah Howard, a 6'1 freshman. Free throw up, free throw good. And we're tied at 13. Irish ball, they'll bounce it in. Lemeron will bring it up the floor here. Good game so far, 2:05 to play in the first quarter. All tied up at 13. On the right side, it is Taft with the move against the man-to-man defense. He gets trapped, gets the ball away. We've got a reach-in foul on the Griffins. Foul will go against Peyton Humphries. His first team foul number two. Griffin will bring into the game. Jake Barron back in, the 6'1 sophomore. And Jake Novotny back in. Sitting down will be Peyton Humphreys and Cale Clifford. Limeron to trigger from the baseline into Taft. Right back to Limeron on the right side beyond the three-point line. He'll dribble it out top. Now go to the corner with it again to Taft. Taft looking. He moves back to the top between the circles. Keeps on going. Hands it off there to Howard. Howard, bounce pass. Taft coming to get it was Baxter. He'll toss it out to Limeron. He'll shoot the three. Miss it. Saved by Howard to Baxter. And he finds himself with the ball right underneath the bucket. For two more points. 15-13, Sacred Heart. Steal the pass by Limeron all the way in. No, but a foul. Excuse my coughing. Got a little fit going here for some reason. Limeron will be at the line. Limeron sets. Fires and missed the ball short that time. That don't happen very often. Limeron coming in here at the line, 78.9% free throw shooter. Second one no good. Missed them both. And rebound grabbed by Creighton Heideman. Heideman gives the ball off to Zibitrisky. Take it left corner. Back out top to Zibitrisky to the high post with it. To Heideman, knocked away. And the ball finds its way to Novotny. And he'll put it up and in from about 3 feet. We're tied again. Now at 15. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Howard to Baxter. Free throw line jumper. Too strong. Rebound. Lancaster gives it to Baxter. Down the lane he goes. Big step up. And he got it. Baxter was six off the bench. Keeping the Irish going here in the first quarter. Drive up by Joe Odell. They turn it over. Pass went to the right corner, and the Griffin just didn't make the catch that time. Out of bounds it goes. Logan Penner checks in, a 5'9 sophomore for the Griffins. Back in for the Irish is Caden Clow. Sitting down will be Howard. 29 seconds to go in the first quarter. Shot clock is off. To the front court, Limeron with the basketball. Right side, Taft to Lancaster. Left side, Clow. Clow gives it back to Baxter, well beyond the three-point line. Now to Limeron with 11 on the clock in the midcourt circle. Irish line up one in each corner. Limeron lost a moment. Drake got it back with five, and Taft fires from way outside, nearly in the midcourt circle, and it went in. A three-pointer at the buzzer by Taft, and the Irish are up 20-15 after one. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service. Bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, ready for second quarter action. Hopefully the little coughing fit has gone away. I apologize for that. Irish basketball, the five-point lead, 20-15 as we begin the second quarter here tonight. At the Row Activity Center, out top, tap, way out again, three ball short, picked out of the air this time by Jake Barron. He actually was closer than that last one, but off the mark. To the front court with the basketball is Zabitrisky. Give it down in the right corner there to Novotny, back out, stolen away. And driving all the way in with a finger roll up and good, Bo Fletcher. He's got six in the game. The Irish are up by seven, their biggest lead of the ball game. In the backcourt now, and a long one again up the floor, off the fingertips, out of bounds it goes, intended for Peyton Humphreys up there. Tell you what, the Irish shooters are going to look lively down there. They fired a shot at the basket there at the end of the quarter, and that was a fastball, and the cheerleaders were all ducking for cover. Up the floor, Brendan Limmer on for the Irish. Left side, moving right, off to Fletcher. Foul, or excuse me, that was Taft got knocked down. He's back up. Now it's foul with the basketball off the right side. Taft makes a move into the free throw circle. Leaves it for Lemeron. Lemeron, free throw line. Bounce pass down to Baxter, and he can't connect inside this time. Here come the Griffins with the rebound. Jake Barron to the front court. Jake will hold it. Now he'll look. Give the ball back out top. He gets it right back. Down to Novotny on the right baseline. In the middle, it goes to Humphreys. Humphreys will kick it to the left corner. Three ball up and good. Jack Phillips with his first field goal now has 5 points in the ball game. It's 22-18. Left side, Lemeron. Free throw circle and backs out with the dribble. The left hand pulls up, shoots, and it's off the rim. Rebound brought down by Peyton Humphreys. Humphreys will give the ball up. Now to the front court comes Zivotrisky. Right side of the corner. Now they go into Novotny again. Boy, he gets double teamed down there. He'll throw it across the court. Three ball up and down again. Phillips back to back has eight, and we have a 1 point ball game by one. The Irish lead 22-21. The Griffins at 11-11. They are a pretty good team. Better than that record possibly. They play some tough competition. Here's Taft for three. Too strong. The long rebound comes out and a run to the other end. And the lead, 23-22. At the other end, three ball. Lemeron, new rebound, saved in, and on the run to the Griffins again. Up the floor, right side, three ball up, and too strong this time for Phillips. And a foul on the rebound going to be called on Dillardell. Coach Dylan Hendricks up. He is cheering his team on. Into the game will come Noah Howard for the Irish, as it will be Baxter to take a seat. The Griffins will bring back into the ball game now Creighton Heideman. Freshman, he'll patrol the middle at 6'2". All right, to the top, now to the right side on the elbow with a Lemeron in the middle. Jumper up and good for the left-handed full tab. He's got seven in the ball game. 5:09 to play, first half, the Irish up 24-23. Now, Griffin's looking to get the lead back here this trip. 5 minutes to go in the period. Zivotrisky out top, makes a move, drives right, dishes it off, and it's going to be Heideman moving in. He tried to bounce it down low, saved in by the Irish. Great hustle there. That was a three ball there, and Fletcher too strong. Weak side rebound to Lemeron. Getting that good job down there deep. That was Noah Howard made that save. Now he'll shoot the three, and he'll bury it from the left side of the circle. Noah Howard with his first points of the game, and the Irish are up 27-23. To the front we go. Griffin ball, double team, gets the ball away. Zivotrisky down to the right corner. Holding it there will be Phillips. He'll start to move to the wing, firing it across the floor. Defense goes by the shooter. It's up. It's short. No good by Barron. Rebound to Howard. He'll bring it himself. Pushes it ahead and a big step up and a layup is good. Two-pointer for Clow. He's got five in the game. And the lead is six all of a sudden for the Irish. Again, their biggest lead has been seven. Timeout. Del Rodell, 3:58 to go in the first half. 29-23 St. Hart. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
One final in on a sub-district final. The Auburn Bulldogs defeat Lincoln Luther tonight, 56-49 to advance to the district final. Lincoln loses, upset Omaha Concordia, in the semis on Tuesday, a ranked team. Trying to do the same tonight to the Bulldogs. 56-49. Auburn improves to 23-1 on the year and will move on to district action C1. We'll be trying to cover the Bulldogs as well as they move on. On our sister station, Sunday 101.3, at the end of the first half, UTAN 23, the number two team in the state. Johnson Brock is at 23-20. UTAN with the lead in the first half. We come the other way, Griffin ball, and it's a pass up the floor, knocked out of bounds by the Irish, knocked away by Howard. Auburn sitting good at the wild card points. They'll have a home game in their district final. Coming up the floor with it, Zabatrisky to the midcourt stripe, throws it left to Behrens. And Behrens off balance, one-hander won't go. Rebound to Poe Fletcher. They'll bring it up, and now Lemron from way behind the three-point line, up, no good on the right side, trying to save it in, and the Irish can't get there in time. It will be Griffin basketball. 3:38 left in this first half. It's been a back-and-forth game. The Irish now lead by six at the moment. Zabatrisky in the backcourt. His pass tipped by Lemron, stolen by the Irish. It will be a layup for Fletcher off the steal and the assist by Hayden Clough. The Irish are up by eight, their biggest lead of the ball game here. To the front, stolen away. Howard had it, lost it. It goes back to Phillips, and we've got a foul on the Irish. A little helter-skelter into there. The ball was loose. Here's our official, and all our two officials, two of our three, are having a little conference here. Foul will go against Taft. Yep. Cole picks up his second foul of the game. First of the quarter on the Irish. Each team with one foul here in the second quarter. At the line, Phillips, 2 for 2 at the line, has 8 points. Just seems like every time the Irish get a foul, the Griffins are in the act of shooting. 31-24 as the bucket is good. J.J. Lancaster will come in. He'll likely finish out the final 3:19 of this first half. Tapped on the bench. Free throw up, free throw good. Griffins, 6 for 6 at the line. The lead is back to 6 for the Irish. Now, out top. Fletcher off to Howard. He drives to the paint, cut off in the paint. Needs to get out of there. Gets the ball away. Now to Fletcher between the circles, right side. It's going to be Howard with a move to the baseline. Goes underneath, reverse layup, won't go. Rebound grabbed up by the Griffins, coming out of there with that time. Keo Clifford back in the ballgame. Pass it forward, gets it back, passes underneath in the corner. Turnaround up, short, no good by Humphreys. Rebound coming out of there with it is Bo Fletcher for the Irish. The junior moves forward. Gives the ball back to Brendan Lemeron. Lemeron gives it up. Fletcher pulled in, now going to fire for three, and he buries it from the left side. At the elbow, Fletcher in double figures with 11, and the Irish are up by 9. Here's a drive and a three-point opportunity again for the Irish, or excuse me, for the Griffins. Foul will go against Noah Howard. The bucket, the layup, is good by Heideman. He's got 7. He'll be at the line. Try to make it number 8. The lead is down to 7. 34-27 and 34-28 now. Lead is 6. Timeout. Safe at heart. Doug Gold calls the timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we are back here at the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City. Sagan Hart with the lead, 34-28 in this sub-district final in Class D2. Winner advances automatically to the district finals. Now Lemmer on left side of the circle. Back to Lancaster at the top. He'll be at the point for the moment. Now bounce pass to the middle to Fletcher. He'll come off to Howard. Howard in the middle. No, that was Lemmer. Excuse me, 11. He now into Lancaster. Off the glass. Pinball's off the rim. No good. Here come the Griffins to the front and moving in. Leave it for Heideman. Free throw line jumper. In and out. No good. Lancaster with the rebound. Got bumped by his own teammate there, Howard. They ran into each other. Lancaster falling down, trying to get rid of it before he traveled. And the ball went out of bounds on the far sideline. Now, inbounding Jack Phillips from the sideline. He'll lob it across towards the Irish bench, and the catch is made there by Clifford. Lob it back to the left side corner. Three ball, good. Phillips with 13. That's his third triple. He's got 11 here in the corner. The lead is 3 again for the Irish. At the other end, Fletcher tries to answer. Rebound stolen by Lemeron from a Griffin. His outlet knocked away, now recovered by Fletcher. He comes off to the left side, and it's Clow from 15. Good. On the left baseline, Aiden Clow has 7, and the Irish are up by 5. Minute 5 to go in the first half. Come the other way now. Zibitrisky with it to the front court, lobs over to the far side to Phillips. He'll fire for 3, and he banks it in. Throws his hands up like, well, I didn't really mean it that way, but it went. So the 3-pointer is good. Another 3. Drive in the middle, and a foul on the Griffins. Howard went in the middle, in amongst the Griffins defenders, and a foul will be called on the Griffins. This one will go on Novotny, I believe, or did you say 31? They don't have that number. Yeah, Novotny, 31. Second foul of the quarter on the Griffins. So Howard for the free throw up. Rattles, it won't go. We'll get another one here. He's got 3 points in the ball game so far. Checking in, Jake Barron, a 6'1 sophomore, and also in there, Drake Day, a 6-foot junior for Dylan O'Dell. 42.2 seconds left in the half. Free throw short, no good. Tipped by the Irish, but it goes to the Griffin. Zibitrisky will hand the ball off the midcourt line to Barron. Down to the right side, 3-ball on the way, up off the glass, no good this time for Phillips. Rebound to the Griffins. And they fire it up, and the rebound to the Griffins again by Phillips. And he'll go to the line. He got fouled on the shot attempt on the right side of the paint. Sacred Heart foul on J.J. Lancaster, his first team foul, number three of the quarter. Jeez, forgot to mark that last one down. Phillips at the line has 16 and 17. Front edge, back edge, in the middle. 36-35, it's a 1-point ball game. All right. Into the game for the Irish. Cole Tabb comes in with the 2 fouls in an offensive situation here at the end of the quarter. Free throw up, free throw good, and the Griffins continue to attack in the free throw line. And we're tied up again at 36, our first time since it was 15 apiece. Out top, Lemeron gets bumped, no whistle, 9 on the clock. Still near midcourt, 7-6, dribbling. Going to fire it up, and off the rim, no. Rebound loose, and Griffins will have it. They'll fire for midcourt, way late. And at halftime, we have settled absolutely nothing. Dell 36, Ball City Sacred Heart, 36. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and give you the first half wrap-up. Brought to you by Highland Community College on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network after this 2-minute break.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workitfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Do you know what to do in a self-defense situation? Staying calm and a quick response are vital to protecting yourself and loved ones. Gain these valuable skills and more with Krav Maga training at Heller Martial Arts. Krav Maga teaches how to respond to numerous situations. Start your training today. Classes are Mondays and Thursdays, 8 to 9 p.m. First class is free. Find out more at HellerMartialArts.com or call 402-380-3383 for Krav Maga training at Heller Martial Arts.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games with plenty of TVs to catch every play from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime in Class D2, sub-district number 1 in Falls City, Sig Hart, and Bill Rodell tied up at 36 apiece. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they are far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In our first half tonight, the scoring goes this way for Dylan O'Dell. They've got Peyton Humphreys. He had 6 all in the first quarter. 7 for Creighton Heideman off the bench. Jacob Novotny had 2. And half their points, 18, coming from Jack Phillips. He had 16 of those in the second quarter. He's got 4 triples and 6 for 6 at the free throw line. The Griffins, 8 out of 9 at the free throw line. Nobody with more than one foul for the Griffins in the game at this point. For St. Hearn, the first half, they're led by Bo Fletcher with 11 points. 7 for Cole's half tonight. 7 for Hayden Clark. 6 for Toby Baxter in the first quarter. 3 for Howard and 2 for Brendan Lemeron for the Irish total of 36. St. Hearn, 1 out of 6 at the free throw line so far in the ballgame. They have 4 making 5 three-pointers in the first half for St. Hearn. Foul trouble. Cole Taft has 2. Cooper Kanabe has 2. And has not played as he picked up that second foul in the first quarter. He was under the weather Tuesday. And that could be part of the reason he's been on the bench as long for the Irish here again tonight. 36 apiece here at halftime at the Row Activity Center. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. Close to home and far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a break. Check in with the weather. Our sponsors back for the second half. We're coming up in a few minutes on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Our employees at F&M Bank love to demonstrate random acts of kindness. In 2025, employees showed their community spirit with a total of $1,750 presented to 3 different groups. The Senka Food Pantry, the Richardson County Stuff the Cruiser promotion, and a donation to assist with the purchase of AED defibrillators to be placed in various local parks. Our commitment to the community is unwavering. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC, Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Mainly clear skies tonight, with temperatures in the mid-30s and winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. Friday, plenty of sun, with high temperatures in the low 70s and west winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Friday night, mainly clear, with temperatures in the mid-30s and northwest winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, with high temperatures in the upper 50s, so a bit of a cool down. Northeasterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, and temperatures in the low 20s. We'll see a mix of light rain and snow on Sunday. Not looking for any snow accumulation. High temperatures in the low 30s, with east winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunday night, rain and snow tapering off, with temperatures in the lower 20s. And then another chance of light rain and snow Monday, with high temperatures in the upper 30s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 53.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Fall City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to the Row Activity Center. It's halftime in a 36-36 ball game between Sacred Heart and Dillon O'Dell in this boys' sub-district final. Some good ones going on tonight. North Bend Central leading Freeman in Class C2 in a battle of ranked teams, 55-54 with a minute left in that one. UTAN leading Johnson Brock 37-36 with 2 minutes left in that one. That's on sister station Sunny 101.3. In D2 sub-district 2, Nebraska Lutheran beats Sterling 50-31 to advance to the district finals. Tomorrow night, girls district final here on KTNC. Fall City Sacred Heart hosting O'Neill St. Mary's, a perennial power. But they've got some injury problems this year. And here we go. Second half action coming your way here. Both teams made 5 triples in the first half. Dillon O'Dell has 7 more points at the free throw line than the Irish. What are we doing here? We got a banged up Darryl Odell player here. Coming out of the game. A starter, Jacob Devotny. He's coming out holding his left back of his left thigh and hamstring. He must have a cramp or trying to straighten it out. Inbound by the Griffins, stolen away on a pass forward by Fletcher. Back in the game, Cooper Knobby, they give him the ball down the lane, and it's down on a foul. And Sacred Heart takes the lead and has a chance at a three-point opportunity here to start the second half. Bucket by Knobby. Jake Behrens with the foul, his first foul of the second half. Knobby's first two of the night, and make it three as he hits the free throw. Play Irish now up three to start this second half. 15 seconds into it, and a foul coming from behind, trying to strip the ball with Bo Fletcher, and he got some arm and picks up his first foul. So in comes the ball with Dylan Odell. They look, and Zabatrisky. A lot of pressure. Got it. He gives the ball in the middle to Humphreys. Peyton Humphreys underneath. Starting the second half is the freshman, Creighton Heideman. He lays it up and in. He's got nine off the bench and a foul on Sacred Heart. Foul is on Tapp. Cole Tapp picks up his third. Well, that's not what Doug Goltz wanted to see. So Heideman at the line, trying to tie the game, and he does. 39-all. 39 apiece here in this third quarter. Half a minute gone by, and now here's Fletcher for three. Too strong, and the rebound brought down as they scramble for it. It's going to be brought down by Peyton Humphreys. He'll give it to Zabatrisky. Zabatrisky to the front. Irish pick up just past midcourt. Driving into the paint, up and down, and through two defenders. Laying it up to Jake Behrens with his first two, and the lead goes back to Dylan Odell, 41-39. At the other end, Cooper Knobby shot blocked. And now the Griffins, Heideman comes out with it. He'll give the ball to Zabatrisky, and up the floor to go on the right side. Griffins playing a lot of spunk here. Take the ball to Behrens in the corner. He dribbles in, kicks it back out. Zabatrisky over to the corner, and walking with it was the freshman, Heideman. Got feet going before he got the ball on the floor or to a teammate. 6:38 to go in quarter number three here at the Rowe Activity Center. Sacred Heart going towards the east bucket here in the second half tonight. The ball comes in to Hayden Clow. Cloud brings it up. All the Irish handle the ball pretty well. Off the right side. I mean, basically, it's a whole team of guards, but they basically have not many bigs for the Irish this year. Now, off the left side with the basketball is going to be Fletcher. He drives in and scoops with the left hand on the left side. He's up and in. He's got 13 in the Irish lead. Tie the game at 41. 41-41, a drive to the left side and a dish off and a layup. No good by Humphreys. Rebound coming out of there. Lemeron with a look ahead to Clowney. Hit him right in the back of the legs. Steal by the Griffins. And the other way, a layup good by Heyman. He has got a dozen points, and the lead is two for the Griffins. To the front court we go. Three ball, Fletcher, left side, too strong. Rebound, it comes down. The Griffins had it. It's knocked away from behind by Lemeron, out of bounds. The Griffins, the most biggest lead they've had tonight is two. The Irish led by as many as nine in the game. Well, here we go. The Irish going to turn up the pressure a little bit. Taft stays in with the three fouls. They're going to need his offense here tonight. He's got 7 points so far. And driving down the lane, off balance, throwing it off the backboard, up, no good. Peyton Humphreys got it back, shot it, missed it. Lemeron comes out with the ball, throws it ahead to Fletcher, fakes the three, leaves to Lemeron. Brendan backing out with the dribble. Here comes Cooper Knobby. Little pick and roll. Now it's going to be Clow into the paint, dishes back to Tapp. Full Tapp down the lane, left hand floater, it's up and good for about 4 feet. He's got nine, or tied again at 43. Well, I hope I had Randy Gatula leave me enough room for ties in this score sheet. Well, you've made it up again. Underneath the pass, no, they fake the pass. The ball goes around Zabatrisky, gives it off, and one pass too many that time. They're going to say it went off the Irish out of bounds, off the tap. They tried to pass across lane down there. Barron probably would have been better off shooting that ball. It looked like he was, from this angle up here in the mezzanine, he looked like he was open for a shot, but he threw it to a teammate, and the Irish deflected it out of bounds. Take the ball cross court, three ball, lefty on the way, short, no good by Keel Clifford, just checked in. Limeron on the run, gets away from a double team, ahead to Tab, fakes the three, now he'll load it, fire it, and off the rim, no. Kanami, the rebound, the tip back, up and good. Cooper Kanami has five in the ball game now, all here in quarter number three of this ball game tonight. Here's the ball knocked loose by the Irish, but out of bounds off, taking Hart. Novotny checking in here for the Griffins. Shea Harboring Toby Baxter back in. Six first quarter points for him. Five third quarter points for Cooper Ganani here tonight. That's pretty good production for that position for the Irish between those two. No matter if it's one guy or three guys, all you get production, that's all you care about. Take the ball to the left side and driving with the ball, Jack Phillips. No point here to second quarter yet. He'll lob it across and up and down traveling. Good job by Fletcher. Went up. He blocked that ball right back at Cale Clifford, and he went up with it, came down with it. Turnover to the Irish up 45-43. And we come back with the front court for the Irish. It will be Fletcher off to Raymer. Off to Baxter. And now here is Cloud down in the corner. Left side three ball is no good by Lemeron. The ball went up, hit the support above the basket off the rim. And it will be Griffin ball. 3:30 to go, third quarter. 45-43. It's been a terrific game so far. Off the floor, a long pass to the right corner. Coming down with it in that corner will be Phillips. He'll go underneath with it. Turnaround jumper on the rim. Bouncing, and fall in for Novotny. He's got four, and we're all knotted up at 45. Right side now with it. The Irish have it. Driving around, Hayden Clough. Foul shot blocked by Novotny. And, oh, my goodness, a foul called. We have some very extremely unhappy Griffins. The players on the bench, the coach, the fans, they are not pleased with that call. Novotny with his second foul, team foul number two. Hayden Clough line for the first time tonight, looking to give the lead back to the Irish, and he missed it. He'll get another one here. So back in comes Jake Barron and Drake Dave the Griffins. Sitting down Cale Clifford and also sitting down Creighton Heideman. Second one on the way up and good. Powell makes it a 1-point lead for the Irish. Lob it across to the far right side to Barron. He'll go front court with it. Novotny on the sideline. His pass, he was double teamed. He threw it away to the Irish. Cloud to the front to Lemeron. Lemeron with just 2 points in the game, and now he went to the hole. Came empty. We got a foul on the shot or the rebound. On the arm, it's going to be on the shot. Foul on Jake Behrens. The officials are not endearing themselves to the Griffin fans. I've got no problem with the game they've called so far. Free throw up, no good by the Irish. Lemeron 0-for-3 at the line. Told you earlier, this year at the line, 78% at the line. Second one on the way up, and no. Rebound ends up in the hand of Pete Humphreys. Zabatrisky to the front court with the dribble. Take it across court, and too hot, too high, and too hot to handle for Drake Day. He was on the baseline, flew high in the air, couldn't save it in. And it will be Irish basketball with a 1-point lead, 2:33 to go. Third period. This game has drawn a lot of old Sacred Heart players here tonight. A lot of former Irish players here in this game watching this one. Pass underneath. Fletcher, jumper, turnaround, no. Rebound, batted around. It's going to be grabbed up by Baxter. He's stuck in the lane, caught between two defenders. Tried to throw it off of one of the Griffins. It went through their legs. Picked off by the Irish. And a foul on the Griffins. The ball went to the Griffin, and the foul is on Bo Fletcher, his third. So the Irish stacking up a little bit of foul trouble here. That's three on Taft, three on Fletcher, two of their leading scorers on the year, and the two leading scorers in this game for Sacred Heart. All right, up the floor we come. The Griffins with the basketball. Full court pressure for the Irish here. Trap set at midcourt, throw it across the court, timeout. Coach Dylan Hendricks didn't like the way that was going, called the timeout. With a minute 58 to go in the third, it's 46-45 Sacred Heart. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of insurance jargon? Need fast, reliable coverage for your busy life? Riverstone Insurance Group makes it simple for auto, home, condo, and renter's insurance at riverstonegroup.com. Need something more? We also offer comprehensive life and business insurance tailored by local experts. We're local, we're trusted, and we're here to protect what matters most. Get a quote online or call Riverstone Insurance Group today. Riverstone Insurance Group. Smart coverage. Simplify.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we're on Sister Sages, Sunny 101.3, number 2 ranked U10, number 4 ranked Johnson Rock. They're in overtime. It went 40-40 in regulation, so they're in overtime tonight. Here we've got a one-point game in the third quarter. Griffin ball to the front court. Logan Penner checked in during the timeout. For the Griffin, he'll take it out top to Xavier Zavatrisky. Cross court, Behrens back to Zavatrisky, the junior. And now a throw to the middle, knocked loose by the Irish, picked up in the paint by Humphreys. He's been in there for about 2 days. The ball is loose. It ends up in the hand of Jake Behrens, and he's got four. Now Doug Goltz is going, sir, how long do they get to stay in that paint area? The lead back to the Griffins now. 47-46. Shot, pass, blocked by the Griffin, and it's out of bounds. Touch last, saved at Heart. A little frustration starting to set in here on the Irish kids. Minute 20 to go. They're down by one, 47-46. Here comes Noah Howard into the ball game for Saved at Heart. And up the floor will come Behrens goes cross court. Zavatrisky guarded man to man by the Irish here. He'll hand it off and a three ball from the right side of the circle. No good by Penner. Tie up for the rebound, and that's going to go to the Irish on the alternating possession with 64 seconds left in quarter number three here at the rack. Taft brings it into Lemeron. Lemeron walks it across the midcourt stripe. Goes to the free throw line to Baxter. He'll hand it off to Tapp. Defense with him. He drives into the paint. Dishes down. Baxter. Layup is good. Cody Baxter with 8 in the ball game. The Irish lead 48-47. Lead change number 6 in the game. To the front. Ball off the hands of Griffin. Out of bounds. With Dylan Hendricks ends up with the ball. And the Irish get it as it's tipped out of bounds. Touch last by Dill Rodell. Back in comes Peyton Humphreys quickly. The Irish, whoop, they didn't give Taft enough room there. You got to give him so much space. He'll bring it in to Clough. Clough dribbles the front court. Always stopped here in that corner. Could have got trapped there, but he gets away to Lemeron. Shot clock with 26 seconds, about a 4 second difference. Left side, Clough looking to Baxter, posting up on the block. Dishes it back on the give and go. Now Baxter again, just inside the three-point line. Too strong. That's maybe not Kobe's shot, but here come the Griffins. 14 on the clock. Give it out top. Jack Phillips with it. And scored here in the half. He shoots for three now. Lemeron with it. Six on the clock. Double-teamed. Knocked away. Out of bounds. 3.8 seconds. see what the Irish have to draw up here. Doug Gold bring in J.J. Lancaster. Comes in for two for Plow. Baxter will trigger in. So all the Irish shooters. Oh, now he wants Fletcher in the game as well. So Fletcher comes in for Howard. The wheels are turning here with 3.8 seconds to go and a one-point Irish lead. Baxter to Lancaster. Give it to Lemeron. Top of the circle for three. Won't go. Nice play set up by the Irish. But after three, it's David Hart 48. Del Rodell 47. Back in 1 minute on KPNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Are you ready for some exciting basketball here to finish this one out? Under a minute left in the UTAN-Johnson Broad game, 44-42 UTAN with the lead on Sunny 101.3. Here, 8 minutes on the clock. The Irish up 48-47. Sagan-Hart 3 for 11 at the free throw line. Griffin's 9 for 10. Both teams have made 5 3-pointers, but none in the third quarter. All right, here we go. The ball in the hand of Jake Behrens off the left side. He'll give it there for Jack Phillips with 18 points. Leads all scorers in the game. Double team. Steps out. Gets the ball back out to the top. Now to Peyton Humphreys. Cross court to Behrens. In the middle. Now it goes back to Behrens. Drives in. Shoots. And no. Travel. He got the shot to go. But traveling was a call against Del Rodell. They turn it over off the basket that would have given him the lead back. Lenron up the floor on the left side. Looks for a cutter. Nobody there. Underneath he goes, and it's Kanabi. Couldn't get it loose. He'll give the ball away. Shot up good. It's the left side wing. Hayden Brown now in double figures with 10, and the Irish are up by 3. They led by as many as 9 in the second quarter. Here to trap in the corner at midcourt, and timeout called by the Griffins. Second time they've had to call a timeout to save a possession here in this second half. 50-47, Sagan Hart. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
50-47, Sagan Hart boys leading the Dorodell Griffins in the sub-district final here at the Roe Activity Center. Griffin basketball in front of their bench. Bring the ball in for Jack Phillips. He had 18 points all in the first half, 16 in the second quarter, didn't score in the third. Minute gone by here in the third. The Irish up by 3. With it, Phillips. Drive down, double team. Gets the ball away now to Humphreys. To the paint, back to Behrens. Behrens looking, back out top. Two on the shot clock. They'll fire, and it went in. Way down for Peyton Humphreys. He's got 9, and we're tied up at 50 apiece. That's throwing up a prayer right there, boys and girls, because there was 1 second on the shot clock when he let go of that thing well behind the three-point line. At the other end, tap from Mack. They got it. Full tap and double figures now with a dozen. 50. Trap set. They throw it ahead to the free throw line to Humphreys. He goes in, knocked away by Fletcher, and the Griffins have it. Knocked away cross-court pass by Lemeron, and it ends up in the hands of Coach Doug Gold for the Irish on the other end. All right, inbounding will be Dor Odell. Jack Phillips to the front court to Behrens. Good ball game, a lot of fun. To the front court we go with it. Nevitrisky looking, floating right. Nine on the shot clock to the left side. Now Behrens on the baseline. Triple team, got to get rid of it. Throws it across. Two on the shot clock. Shot is off and short, no good. Rebound. Oh, no. Called a shot clock violation. There was well over a second on that shot clock, and that ball was in the air. Now, the referees are together, and I'm not really sure anybody had the rebound. It might go to a jump ball situation. A held ball would belong to the Irish, but I am just positive, absolutely positive, that shot was off in time. And I might mention, so is everybody in orange and black. Yep, it goes to a held ball, and that's taking our basketball. That's what I thought was going to happen. So, Dill Odell, they ended up on the short end of that deal because they might be, there was a scramble for that rebound. Coach Dill Henry, he is not happy. They're giving a little leeway here to Vince, and I think he has a right to. I know he does. The other way we go, off to Taft for a long three. They go inside, up and down, a three-point opportunity. And it's going to be on tap. Once again, the freshman, Creighton Heideman, gets inside, gets the ball, and goes up strong. Makes it 56-52. The bucket is good. A foul is on tap. That's Cole's fourth. And that's the first foul of the quarter on either team. Free throw is good. The Griffins continue to hit from the free throw line. Three-point game, 5:17 to go in the contest. Here's a steal to the Griffins. Off the floor with it comes Peyton Humphreys. Cross court, they get the ball over to Phillips. Phillips starts in, backs out. On him is Taft, the senior. Going to have to be careful out there. I would drive on if I was the Griffins. They got Behrens underneath, they didn't see him. Here's a three for the tie. It's good. Right elbow, triple for Zetakrisky. He's got five in the game, and the Irish to the front. Taft, if it's getting the hot hand offensively with four fouls now in the game. Fletcher with it, Bo Fletcher, and a way out shot. It's good again, get two. Full Taft is on fire from the outside all of a sudden. He's got 18 in the game, and I mean, he was 6-8 feet behind the three-point line. The Irish up by three. That's not right, is it? Here's a tie shot up. No. Kanavi with the rebound off the miss by Phillips. 59-56. Oh, here we go. Taft for three on the rim. No rebound. Brought down by the Irish. It is a rebound by Kanavi. And it's up and in. Cooper Kanavi with seven. That first rebound brought down by Cloud. That was a big one. Kept it alive. And now the Irish are up by five again. To the front we go. Inside, stolen by Lemeron. He's tripped. And a foul will be called here on Creighton Heideman. Will be his second. First foul of the quarter against the Griffins. A cold tap says, if I'm going to foul out or go down that way, I'm going to go down shooting. He's three for three, making three for four now in the fourth quarter from long range. And I mean long range. Up the floor with the basketball. Lemeron pulls up in the free throw area, gets it down to Kanavi, out to his teammate Taft. He can't connect. And the rebound brought down to Griffins on the run with a 5-on-4 advantage. Three-pointer short, no good by Phillips. Rebound to the Griffins. Three-pointer Zebatrisky, no good. Rebound underneath. Brendan Lemeron with 3:20 to go. The lead is 5 for the Irish. Winner advances to the district final. and timeout called by Doug Golds. The Irish take their second timeout of the game. We'll take a timeout. 61-56 St. Hart. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final at UTAN tonight. UTAN with the win over Johnson Brock in overtime, 46-42. UTAN, number two ranked team, 21-2 now. Johnson Brock, 22-4, hoping for a wild card. That is the first loss in the postseason for Johnson Brock since the 2022 season. They hadn't lost in the postseason since 2022, as they've been three-time state champions in a row. And we are ready to go here. Back to action. It's going to be Irish basketball. They have it. Go back court to Limeron. 20 on the shot clock. 3:10 to go in the game. Off the right side. They go to Howard. Or excuse me, they punch it to Cloud. Out to Fletcher. Three ball up. No. Saved in by Dill O'Dell. To the front court, Jack Phillips. Phillips off the left side. Down low to Behrens. Behrens throws to the middle. For the ball as he elevates toward the basket. He says, I'm shooting. The official says the foul will go on Bo Fletcher. He's got four now. Fletcher with four, Taft with four, Cooper, Kanabe with two for the Irish. Nobody else with more than one. That was not shooting foul. Team foul number two. New shot clock. Behrens with it. They don't want to take all day to shoot, though. Behrens steps in, kicks it out. Three ball on the way off. No good. We've got a travel before the shot. I don't think it was on Heideman that time. I think it was before he ever got the ball. All right, the Irish up by five. 2:40 to go. Limeron to the front. Off to Clow. Clow to Fletcher. Moving left. He's going to float it up. Left hand, left hand. Good, he got it. 15 for Fletcher. The Irish are up by seven with 2:26 to go. A drive by Heideman between two defenders, spins up and got it. Heideman now with 17 in the game. The lead is five again. Inside out, Kanabe to Limeron, 2:08 and counting. 20 on the shot clock. Guys should be happy to let some time run. Limeron down the lane, left hand, no. Tip by Fletcher, no. Rebound saved in by the Griffins. Ahead to Behrens, up the floor. One on three, stop, kicks, right side, three ball, good, Zivakriski, his second of the quarter, he's got eight in the game, the lead is two, with a minute 48 to go, take the heart up, we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Join us for the fourth annual Sabetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sabetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sabetha.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we continue here with the fourth quarter action. Johnson Brock losing tonight in C2 sub-district action to UTAN in overtime. Auburn won tonight. Johnson Brock could still get a wild card in the district. The Irish definitely want to win to see if they can secure a home court game in the district final. into the number 8 hole today in the wild card points. Minute 48 to go, 63-61. The Irish lead, bounce it in. Backward to Hayden Clow. He's to the front court. Dogged all the way out there by the defense. Now off the tap. Lemmer on right side. The elbow moves back. Here's the volleyball back line. Off the right side. Fletcher for three. Didn't go. Long rebound to Clow. Or rather, excuse me, to Tap. Tap taking all the way back out to the midcourt circle. Let that shot clock run. Now he's down the lane. Floats it. Oh, in and out. No good. Tip up by Fletcher. Won't go. Rebound to the freshman Heidemann. He'll get it away. And here's a long pass up the floor. Phillips for three in the lead. Too strong. Barron's the rebound. And he got pushed out of bounds by Lemeron. Brendan Lemeron, his first foul of the ballgame. Team foul number three this quarter. Now, Dunno's a little trouble. They've only committed one team foul here. Here's an inbound, and who's that one on? The Irish commit the foul on the inbound, and it's on Bo Fletcher. He's done. Fletcher fouls out with 15 points with a minute 8 to go in the ballgame. Bo Fletcher is fouled out with 108 to go and a 2-point lead for the Irish. And at the line will be the freshman, Creighton Heidemann. 17 points in the game, 2 for 3 at the free throw line. Heidemann on the year at the free throw line, 61% free thrower. All right, here we go. Heidemann ready. Creighton will fire. Too strong off the back, no good. Best you can do is pull him within one. Entering the game for Sacred Heart is Noah Howard with 3 points. Tap has 4 for the Irish also. Free throw rattles, good. It's a 1-point game, 63-62. 106 to play. The Irish have the ball in the front court. Lemeron, man-to-man defense here by the Griffin. They lose their best slasher. Fletcher. Good at it too. Here goes Taft down the lane. He gets it to Kanabi and he is mugged. And we'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Coach Dylan Hendricks, Coach, you better sit down now. They've given you a little grace and it was deserved earlier. The foul is on Heidemann, his third. Team foul number 2. But that's okay. They need to commit 3 more to put the Irish at the line. And Kanabi, too strong. Cooper, 1 for 2 at the ballgame now. 7 points tonight. The Irish struggles at the free throw line continue. 3 out of 11, now 3 out of 12. And now 3 out of 13, he missed that. And the rebound brought down by the Irish, stole away by Clout in the corner. He's going to be fouled, I believe. And it'll be Irish basketball. What did they call foul? Did they knock it out of bounds? Hey, they knocked it away from it. I'm sorry. So the Irish, 41 seconds to go, get it into Taft, in the backcourt, and they want a foul, and they did. Jake Behrens commits his third foul. That's okay. That's intentional. So Behrens with the foul, his third, team foul number 3. Expect that to happen again here in a 1-point game, 39.2 seconds to go. Backcourt to Lemeron. Someone's going to have to chase him down. It's going to be Phillip Patrick. Swipe in the back, missed it. Lemeron underneath Kanabi. Up, and it will go. Rebound to Heidemann. 25 on the clock. Heidemann in trouble. Kanabi all over. And Heidemann, getting stepped out of bounds. He stepped out of bounds with 23 seconds to go. And once again, they're saying, the coach for Joe Delaware fans saying, Kanabi pushed you out of bounds. Didn't get that call. Timeout, Sacred Heart. They lead by 1 with 23 seconds. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, they say in baseball there's no fun like fun at the old ballpark, or in this case, the old gym. Well, it's not really that old, but fun at the rack tonight for the Irish right now leading by one. Sacred Heart will have the ball on the baseline. 23.3 seconds left. Up by a point. Inbounding will be Lemeron. He'll look. He'll get it into Cooper Canabe. Canabe fouled immediately by Peyton Humphreys. His second and team foul number four on the Griffins. The next one will put the Irish at the free throw line to shoot a pair. Now the ball will be inbounded out close to midcourt on the in the front court for the Irish. And now it's tapped inbound. That makes him dangerous. 21.5 to go. They go backcourt to Lemeron. Lemeron being chased and a push, no call. Two no calls for the second one. They didn't call the first, they call the second one. They call that on. They call that on Phillips. They did. Jack Phillips has two now. And now the Irish at the line. Lemeron, 0 for 4 at the line tonight. All nearly 80% on the year. Takes it. The Irish are up by 2. 16 seconds to go. Checking in, Cale Clifford for the Griffins. J.J. Lancaster out. Noah Howard in for the Irish. Second free throw to try to make it a three-point lead. Up and no. Rebound to Heidemann. The Griffins can play for the tie or the win. Off the floor, Zabakriski. They got to get moving. They give the ball ahead to Clifford. He's caught. Timeout with 6-8. Boy, they just got caught in no man's land. It just stopped. Timeout. Griffins, 5.6 seconds left here at the Rowe Activity Center. Let's keep it here this time. It's a full timeout for the Griffins. They're fourth. Here's what's happening. 64-62. The Griffins trailing by two with the ball. It'll be in the front court. They'll trigger in from their side of midcourt. Tomorrow night, we'll be back here with KTNC. It will be Fall City Sacred Girls hosting the always strong St. Mary's Cardinals out of O'Neill. But they are down a little bit this year due to some really serious knee injuries. They lost a couple of starters, but you can bet they'll give it a go here tomorrow night against the Irish, trying to get the state for yet another trip. I believe that would be the 19th time in Coach Luke Santa's 20th season if the Irish can get there tomorrow night. First buzzer is sounded. Doug Goltz working on defense. Coach Dylan Hendricks working on offense for his team. Now you want, you take whatever you get. You take a two for the tie, a three for the win, whatever you get. You want to get something up in a hurry to give your kids a chance at an offensive putback. Triggering in from the right in front of their bench is Peyton Humphreys, the junior. He looks. He's still looking. Oh, and it's loose. And it's still loose. The Irish have it. Backcourt. And it's all over. And the Irish win 64-62. They could not get a clean inbound on the play. It came in. They had trouble getting anybody open to throw it to. And when they got it in, the Irish were there. The ball got knocked loose. It went to the backcourt. It went between the legs of one player, and they're able to throw it forward. But Sacred Heart holds on and wins it. 64-62, the final. The Irish with the win, and they advance to the district final. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back on KTNC.
Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides this shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our final score tonight, Fall City Sacred Heart boys advancing to the D2 District Final with a hard-fought 64-62 win over the Dillard Odell Griffins tonight. The Griffins finished the year 11 wins and 12 losses. The Irish improved to 16-8. They've now won 11 of their last 12 games. It was right down to the buzzer, and the Griffins could not complete the inbound pass to get that final shot off with about 5.5 seconds to go. The scoring in the game for Dillard Odell, 18 apiece for senior Jack Phillips and 18 for Creighton Heideman, the freshman. Phillips made 16 points in the second quarter at 18 at halftime and did not score in the second half of tonight's contest for Dillard Odell. It's 9 for Peyton Humphreys, 4 for Jacob Novotny, 8 for Xavier Zivotrisky, and 4 more for Jake Barron. We didn't mention that earlier, for their total of 62. For the Irish in this ball game tonight, they are led by Cole Taft, who had 18 in the ball game. And he got 9 of those in the fourth quarter when he hit 3 three-pointers, huge three-pointers. Went 3 out of 4 in the fourth quarter to give the Irish a boost and finished with 18 points. Bo Fletcher scored 15 before he fouled out of the ball game. Fletcher had 15. Brendan Lemeron held to just 3 points in the ball game tonight. And the nearly 80% free throw shooter of the year went just 1 for 6 at the line. But the one he hit gave the Irish a 2-point lead in the final seconds. Hayden Plow, 10 points for the Irish. Toby Baxter, 8 big points off the bench, including 6 in the first quarter tonight. 3 points for Noah Howard and 7 for Cooper Kanabe. The Griffins went 11 of 19. Excuse me, they did not. They went 9 of 10, and then they went 11 for 13. 11 of 13 at the free throw line. The Irish at the free throw line tonight, 4 makes in 15 tries, and they're normally a very good free throw shooting team, just 4 for 15 tonight. Sacred Heart outscored the Griffins in 3 of the 4 quarters, 20 to 15 after 1. It was tied at 36, and the Griffins led by 5 in the second quarter, after an average 21-16, and the Irish outscored them by 1 point each in the third and the fourth quarter, 12-11 in the third quarter, and 16-15 in quarter number 4 here tonight. Our presenting sponsor for this high school basketball game tonight on KTNC is F&M Bank in Falls City. It's local decisions, it's local solutions, and local folks at F&M Bank in Falls City. The Irish improved to 16-8 with a 64-62 win over Del Rodel. So, we know we'll have district boys finals next, well, Saturday, Monday, or Tuesday. They have to decide that tonight and tomorrow. Sacred Heart will be in a district final. Could be a home game. Could be on the road. Depends on what happens with those wild card points. Auburn wins tonight. They should be at home. Auburn with a win over Lincoln Lutheran tonight, 56-49. Johnson Brock now hoping for a wild card. They're in decent position, but you never know. They lose in overtime to number two ranked UTAN tonight, 46-42. It was Freeman Falcons losing tonight, number eight ranked North Bend Central over Freeman, number seven ranked, 58-54, the final there. And it was Nebraska Lutheran over Sterling tonight by a score of 56-31 to wrap up that district sub-district final tonight in that contest. 64-62, our final score here tonight, the win for the Falls City Sacred Heart Irish. Tomorrow night, we're right back here at the Rowe Activity Center when the Falls City Sacred Heart girls will play host to the O'Neill St. Mary's Cardinals tomorrow night. Game time, 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Cody Shawong will have all the action for you here on KTNC tomorrow afternoon, beginning shortly before 5 o'clock. For me tomorrow, I'm on my way to Pender. The Penn Dragons are hosting the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. We'll have that action for you tomorrow night at 7 on Sunny 101.3. Well, that's going to wrap it up from here tonight. The Irish get an exciting victory to advance in the district final, 64-62. For studio engineer Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody, from the Rowe Activity Center.